Now let's get on with what I'm supposed to be talking about, which is baptism. We are in Acts chapter 2 and starting at verse 37, though the words are on the screen if you want to read them from there. Perhaps we will... No, I'll read it. So Peter is preaching out in the open air. It's Pentecost. It's first thing in the morning. And the streets are crowded with pilgrims come to the festival of Pentecost in Jerusalem. And Peter preaches to this crowd of people that don't believe of Jesus. And by the end of the message, he's struck gold. And we'll pick it up from there. When the people heard this, the things that Peter was saying about Jesus, they were cut to the heart and said to Peter and the other apostles, "Brothers, what shall we do?" And Peter replied, "Repent." That means change the way you live. Take a new direction in life. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the forgiveness of your sins. And you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. The promise is for you and your children and for all who are far off, for all whom the Lord our God will call. And with many other words he warned them, and he pleaded with them, "Save yourselves from this corrupt generation." And those who accepted his message were baptized, and about 3,000 were added to their number that day. I want you to imagine that baptismal service for a minute, will you? When I was baptized, there were 24 baptized that day. That was pretty good. When we were learning about baptism when I was at Moorlands Bible College, we had an African student who was with the Sudan Interior Mission, and he was telling us that when he had a baptism, it was usually 200 or 300 at a time that he would baptize in Sudan. That's nice, isn't it? Imagine a baptism service with 3,000. There must have been a bit of water around that day. So let's think for a minute about baptism, shall we? Why? Why would somebody be baptized? Why? "Brothers, what shall we do?" the crowd implored the disciples. And Peter replied, "Repent." So that doesn't just mean believe, it means you've got to do something about it. Change your life direction. Walk Jesus' way. Repent. And be baptized, every one of you. So why be baptized? Because if you are a Christian, it is a command. And it isn't a command for those who think it's for them. It is a command for every believer. Repent and be baptized, Peter said, every single one of you. That's the command. What are you going to do about it? A command of Jesus Christ. Now, I gave Dunk the Dog obedience classes. Maybe it's time for obedience if this message is for you. Why be baptized? Because it's a public declaration of faith. This crowd that morning were Jews come to a Jewish festival. But in the moment that they were being baptized, they were saying publicly to all that were watching and to all the family and to all the world, they were publicly saying, "Now I am a disciple of Jesus Christ and I have made a new beginning." It shows the world that you are joining the worldwide family of the Christian church. So you aren't, if you are baptized here, you aren't joining Sladebrook Church. You are joining the Christian church, the universal Christian church of all believers, whatever the label is over the door. Does that make sense to you? There is only one Christian church. There is only one Christian church. And there will be no labels in glory in heaven. Hallelujah. There will be no Baptists. Hallelujah. And there will be no brethren. And there will be no Church of England. There will only be those who belong to the Lord Jesus Christ and love him and seek to obey him. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, the Bible says. But whoever does not believe will be condemned. There is a separation. And a separation is the moment that we believe. And the baptism shows the world that we have made that step. Now, when my first church in Gosport, down in Hampshire, the other side of Portsmouth Harbour, we had a very fine baptistry, but when the weather looked like this and somebody became a Christian, they had a choice. And we would say, you can be baptised in the baptistry and that'll be fine. But if you like, we can pop down to the beach and you can be baptised there. And I need to tell you that on a sunny day, Stokes Bay is not a quiet place. It is a very public place to have a baptism. And we would go down to the beach and we would baptise in front of all the crowds there. And there was something precious about that. It's meant to be a public declaration. And yeah, you've got to shout a bit to make your words heard above the wind, but that's okay. It's meant to be a public witness. When my daughter Rosie was baptized, Rosie is wired in that she always has had a very eclectic bunch of friends. Well, I won't go into all the stories about Rosie's friends, but she always had. So in Taunton, when she was baptised, she had a Sikh come to see her be baptised. And in Taunton, I need to tell you, that is not a very multicultural place, though it is changing. And to have a Sikh at your baptism was no small achievement. I was quietly very proud of her. It's meant to be a public witness. And it isn't just something for Christians to watch. It's meant to be for the family. It's meant to be for the friends. It's meant to be for anyone, a public witness. When should someone be baptized? The Bible talks about this in the book of Acts. Philip, the apostle Philip, ran up to a chariot and he heard a man reading Isaiah the prophet. "Do you understand what you're reading?" Philip asked. "How can I?" he said, "unless someone explains it to me." So he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. And the eunuch asked Philip, "Tell me please, who is the prophet talking about, himself or someone else?" And then Philip began with that very passage of scripture and told him the good news about Jesus. As they travelled along the road, they came to some water. And the eunuch said, "Look, here is water. What can stand in the way of my being baptized?" And he gave orders to stop the chariot, and both Philip and the eunuch went down into the water, and Philip baptized him. So when should someone be baptized? They should be baptized when they become a Christian. Yes? So there is this Ethiopian eunuch, he's going home from Jerusalem. He's trying to understand the Bible. Philip explains it to him. And in that chariot along the road, he understands, the penny drops, he believes in Jesus, right? So then, as part of the message, clearly Peter's explained to him that right now he's believed he's going to need to be baptized. And the eunuch says, "Great. How about now? There's some water. Let's get on with it." My friends, that's the way it should be. You come to faith and you are baptized. When are you baptized? When you come to faith. Not 50 years later and not 50 years before. When you come to faith. Does that make sense? So So what does that look like? When I was a baby, not that I can remember anything about it, my parents dutifully took me to church and had me christened, baptized. We had a royal christening this week. And with all respect to my Anglican friends, that's not what you find in the Bible. You won't find that anywhere in the Bible. Where do you find a baby coming to faith in the Bible? You don't. But when, at whatever age, a person of understanding comes to faith, then, if you read your Bible, they are baptized. Does that make sense? So, when I was 22, I came to faith. I understood finally, the penny dropped for me like they did for the eunuch in the chariot. And at that point I realized, now I need to be baptized. And so I was baptized like Jesus was, out of obedience to Jesus, to show that now, at the age of 22, I have become a Christian. Does that make sense? So was I baptized twice? No. I was baptized once, wasn't I? Am I making sense here? What was the other thing? I don't know what you call it, but it's not something you will find in the Bible. Am I making sense here? So someone is baptized at the point that they become a Christian. I need to tell you something else too. When I was baptized, there were, I think, 14 of us that had planned to be baptized that day in the Pentecostal church where I was attending in Portsmouth at that time. And so we were all baptized. And at the end of the service, the pastor stood up and said, right, anyone else become Christians? Anyone else want to be baptized? And a whole bunch more people, another 10, said, yeah. And so they came forward and we sung a hymn while they got changed into something they could get wet in. I'm sure there was a conversation with each one of them to make sure that they really were the Lord's, do you know? And then they were baptized too, 24 altogether. That was a good day. Was that unbiblical? What does it say in the Bible? You have to go through a course before you are baptized. Did the eunuch? No. He was baptized the moment he came to faith. And that, my friends, is biblical, isn't it? The course came afterwards. Baptism is the first step of obedience. So, how is someone baptized?
My name is Brookie Holloway. I'm 17 and I've been a Christian for 10 years now.
And I just want to baptize today.
Sunday school was definitely a fun time for me. I definitely had a good time there. Learning about the stories from the Bible and that, they were really interesting. Even if sometimes I didn't get what they were meaning, I was still able to enjoy the stories of David in their life and see them from a kid's perspective. And as I've grown up, I've learned to see the meanings behind them and perhaps what God is trying to show through the different stories that are in the Bible.
Okay, do you confess Jesus Christ as your Saviour and your Lord?
Yes.
On confession of your faith, I baptise you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
I will be baptising now because God's done so much for me, and I've been able to see like His love like in so many different instances in my life, and I feel that it's time for me to give something back to Him and such, like to show my love for Him in public and be able to show how much He means to me and how grateful I am for all the great things that He's done for me.
Isn't that lovely? So how is someone baptized? I showed this that very video. No, actually, it was a different video, but no matter. I was training teachers this week. I've been given responsibility for doing the RE bit for our local Somerset skit. The skit is the trainee teachers, and they've got a degree, and they'd have a year in schools with lectures. I've been given responsibility to do the RE bit of those lectures, and now it appears the history as well. I had the third of those classes just this week, and I showed them a video of believers' baptism just like that, and they went, ooh, because most of them had never seen someone being baptized before. And I explained to them, look, That was how, at the beginning of the Christian church, everyone was baptized. Jesus was baptized like that. Everyone was baptized. The sprinkling with a bit of water was a very late arrival in the Christian church. The Bible explains it like this. There is symbolism in going right under the water. We were therefore buried with him. You go under the water through baptism into death, in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life. So the symbolism is that you are buried with Christ, you go under the water. It symbolizes your death to your old way of life, and you are raised. Yes, you do come up again. You are raised to symbolize a beginning, a new life with Christ. The Bible also says that you are baptized in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, the Trinity. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. So, as I close, I've just got one question to say. The eunuch, as he traveled along the road, came to some water and said, "Look, here's some water. What can stand in the way of me being baptized?" And if you believe in Jesus, if you've come to faith for yourself, and you have not yet been baptized, now is the time to do something about it. At the end of this service, grab somebody and say, "Yes, I want to be baptized too." And we will fill the pool, because the beach is a bit of a walk from here, and we will book the day. Is that okay? And that will be an absolute pleasure. What can stand in the way of you being baptized? Only you. Only you. God bless you.